Oi, lads, did you miss out on the Jaren's Outpost Kickstarter and wish you weren't such a big doofus? Well, fear not. Late pledges are now open and they'll be open for a little while. So just head to Kickstarter, search for D&Ds for Nerds or Jaren's Outpost and slam that late pledge button.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
You're listening to the Sans Pants Network.
Home of comedy,
culture,
adventures,
and ghosts.
Previously on Stories from the Grey Hill Free Company.
Are we lost, perchance?
The Stale thinks he knows where he's going, so he's not lost. Yes.
You spot, it's a different mirror this time. It's a little hand mirror. The mirror version of you puts her finger to her lips and says, shh, and then gestures for you to come closer.
There's a map in the bookshelf.
But we can't read.
It's a map. You can read pictures. That's what we do.
The map will be pictures, but how will I know which is which? Every town is just houses.
But we've been to the town. We'll know the house. What if it's a mistake to not get the map?
No. No.
You might be able to help me yet. You have seen this forest, have you?
Yes.
Been there?
Yes.
He starts snatching up the pieces of paper. These are instructions upon how to get to your destination. And thus, I will bid you good day and best luck.
No, you can go. I don't want to be a directions hog.
Yeola leads the way, which was a good decision.
Oh, thank God.
Can I walk?
You can walk with the frame.
Yeah. Well, here I am. Are they safe?
Tavertine nods.
So I guess I want to look around. Is Suresh and David, are they around or?
You see David sitting away from you looking at Suresh. Mm. Suresh is dancing in little circles. She seems to be having a lovely time in the Druid's Grove. It's quite obviously like the stars above being extra bright and extra beautiful in this place, and tonight possibly in general, yeah, seem to have captured her imagination. She's staring up at them doing some might call it a Cass-like little jig.
I guess this is the point where I'd notice. Are they themselves, Adam?
Well, David you're only seeing from behind, but he looks human. He doesn't look like he's changed at all. And if you look for close enough, you see that Suresh appears to still be human. She still has all of her features in the same place. She's not got a tail or reptile eyes or anything like that. But if you're looking for long enough, you notice that rather than her regular ears, she now has kind of slanted pointed ears, and her eyes have a deeper, bolder color, which probably marks her as maybe some type of elf now.
Oh.
Apart from that, though, she looks remarkably similar to what she once did.
Right.
Which maybe makes you think that you currently look like what a Glupple would look like as a human. It kind of implies that if you made Glupple's features human features, you would be what you are.
Huh. Is it? Makes a little sense. I guess I'll try and ask Tavertine to help me up.
You immediately realize without Tavertine's assistance, you would not be able to put yourself into a standing position.
It's all kind of just sinking in. Wow, has this also affected like the faculties of like mind as well? Is that kind of like, is it just physical or is it very much like mind is also a bit slowing down?
I would say that once again, it's maybe the sort of thing where you would not perceive anything have changed because your brain is like, well, this is what we are.
Oh yeah.
You don't think that you have though.
Okay.
You can tell like you've got aches and soreness throughout your entire body. You are racked with arthritis, but you don't think that you don't think mentally anything has changed for you. You think you're still as sharp as ever.
Okay. Well, then I'll thank you, Tavtan. And I'll start making my way, I guess, very slowly towards the two.
David turns around to look at you when he hears you approach. You see, definitely, he is still human. He lucked out and has not changed a bit.
Okay. I guess
Suresh,
2 out of 3, I guess, is human.
Well, maybe you only get reincarnated as a human. In your past experience, it's been mostly humans.
It's a human. And an elf. Strange.
You don't. I'm not making that canon. It's just luck of the draw. Coincidentally, two people are human. But it is funny to consider.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Okay, yes.
As you approach, David turns around to look at you, and you can see there's like a lot of caution in his expression. Turns his entire body around so that he can see you properly as you approach with Tavratine. He's not like recoiling from you or anything like that, but you can tell that he's still got jitters, shall we say.
Fair. A last thing I guess he remembered was being stabbed by his own knife.
Yeah. Yeah. The last thing he saw was his blade.
Okay. I'll hobble over there. And are they on seats or is it logs or what's the kind of vibe?
David is sitting cross-legged. Suresh is standing, dancing around.
All right. I guess I like to sit in a way where it's sort of like I can kind of see them both as it is.
Sure. Well, when you get close enough, Suresh also spots you, and then she stops dancing and regards you curiously. You're awake, she says.
Yes. So are you.
You slept for a long time.
Yes. Well, I'm very tired these days, it seems. Are you okay? Are you feeling well?
She gives you one of those childlike big nods, you know, like her entire body nods.
You were sick, but it's nice to see that you're better now. She's got like the pointed ears, like
You can see now as well. Now that you're a bit closer, your eyes aren't what they used to be.
Of course.
You can see now that you're a bit closer. She's got the angled features of an elf as well.
I see you've got a new set of ears. Do you like them?
She puts her hands up and explores her ears, almost as if she had not noticed until this point. She nods again with like that big sort of nod.
Yes.
The tree man said, "The tree man said it's forever."
Yes. Well, see, I used to have gills, you know. You used to look like a little fish man.
She, with a little bit of shock, puts her hands over her neck. Will I have gills?
I don't think so, no. Not at all. You've just got those ears, I see. My name's Glupple, by the way. It's nice to finally meet you.
She gives a little giggle at the name Glupple. Yeah. And David grabs her by the wrist and pulls her closer to him. Not necessarily away from you, because she wasn't. He's not any further away than she was, but kind of just pulls her in close to him, I suppose.
It's okay. We don't mean anybody any harm. We're just okay. David, was it? Yes.
He nods.
So, do you have a favorite animal? What was your Suresh, wasn't it?
She nods. Yes.
Yeah. See, mine's a frog. I love how they jump and, you know, croak. I'm also partial to a bit of a salmon myself. Yes, do you have a favorite animal?
Papa had a horse.
Horse? You like horses?
She nods. She nods vigorously and says, "I like Papa's horse. Papa's horse is named Sebastian.
Is it
he's a brown horse, and he's really, really big. And she puts her arms out as far as they'll go either side.
Do you know if it's a kind of like a Clydesdale or does it have like big hooves kind of thing?
It's a brown horse.
He's a brown. Okay, that's good to know. Now I know I can not right now, but I think shaping stone is a thing. Can I shape wood? Is that a thing that exists? I know it used to exist, but doesn't anymore in 5th Ed, apparently.
It might. I don't know. Hang on.
It should, because, I mean, a tree can shape wood just real slow. Why can't you do it fast?
Well, we can also shape wood real slow.
Real slow.
Yeah, real slow. So I think it should be allowed.
But basically, what I want to try and do is just either grab a little bit of like a log or like a twig or something like that, you know, a bit of wood, and just shape it into the shape of a horse, like a very like a rudimentarily carved wooden horse. Is that's called all I really want to do?
Do you have druid craft?
No, someone who, when they made my character, was like, we don't need druidcraft. So, closest I can get looking through the spell list is like bark skin mixed with shape water.
Well, I mean, if you give yourself bark skin and then you are still a person who's 70% water, he should be able to do 70% of a good job.
Like, all right.
Statistically.
I'm going to allow it. This is not normal.
That's fair.
You do not actually have a spell that allows you to do this. Okay. I'm allowing this
Thank
for
you, Adam.
Role-playing.
Thank you. This is in role-playing. I will never, ever use this in combat. And if you did, you can have like 3 to 4 bad boy cards if I even suggest it.
Oh, I give myself a bad boy card once an hour during recording. I just don't tell you.
You deserve that.
You earned that. Yeah, you've been.
By the way, an NPC takes a sudden dislike.
Ah,
I hate you. She spits at you.
Ah, man, fucking enjoy this horse.
You're not my real dad.
I never claimed I was.
Where's my horse? No, when you create the little wooden horse,
yep.
She seems really, she's like, ooh, but David like pulls her in, brings her into like a bear hug and does not let her approach you while you're casting the spell.
I don't know what your father's horse looks like, but I hope this is a good recreation, shall we say. It's yours if you'd like to keep it.
Papa's one is bigger, she says. She's holding it. She snatches it from your hand. And she, against David's protest, David maybe tries to start saying not to grab it, but she's grabbed it already.
Well, I want to look at David and be like, so, look, Suresh, me and your brother need to have a very quick conversation about more adult things. If you'd like, I could probably call over some squirrels or something and you could play with them. Maybe you could show them your new toy. Maybe even Tavertine might. You know Tavertine. He doesn't talk much,
she says, looking at Tavertine.
Yeah, he's a quite stoic man. But if you wouldn't mind, I have a few things to chat to your brother about. Is that okay, David?
David sets Suresh down next to her and then gestures to a part of the Druid's Grove far away from the three of you and says, yes, Suresh, go play. Mm. She wanders off.
Right. Thank you. I think we should discuss a few things that probably not great for someone as young as that to hear, I think. So, David, yes, David?
Yes.
Yes. You're feeling all right from what you know about the spell that was casted on you. It's very remarkable that you didn't go under any physical changes. Maybe that's just the template.
The druid said that it's just luck.
Yes, yes. Well, so I understand. You might be a bit frightened right now. A little bit scared, and that's it's perfectly fine. Like, it's not just for yourself, but for your sister as well. And again, that is fine. That is completely understandable. You know, it's okay to be paranoid of the unknown. It's how we operate, really. It's fear keeps us safe. It takes a lot to get past that. So, all I ask. If right now is for you to listen to me, if that's okay. You can hate me later if you so desire. You can be afraid of me later and be afraid of everything that's happening. But in this moment, be present. You enjoy the grass under your feet, the bird songs in the trees, and that you are in fact alive. You know, I just want to catch you up to speed with everything that's happened. Is that okay?
David says nothing. You just get a lot of tension from him. It's like he thinks that you're a wild animal that could attack him at any moment. But the silence the tense silence that hangs between you has like an air of affirmation to keep going.
Your sister's young, very young. She's not going to remember a lot of what happened, nor really understand until much later, I think. Even if she ever does, things that sort of happened here. I guess this must come as a bit of a shock. Would you like something to drink or anything like that?
He shakes his head slowly.
Okay.
I've had enough of magic, he says.
It wouldn't be magic, it'd be a drink. But I guess, look, there's no easy way to tell someone this, but you were dead. And so was she. So you attacked one of my companions. Twice, actually. The second time you got her in the neck, she retaliated rather too forcefully, in my opinion. And for that, I'm very sorry. She should not have done that. But it was quick, and I hope painless. But I don't know. Your brother, if it means anything, immediately tried to avenge your death. He wasn't at all very successful. But we subdued him. He is unhurt, and he is traveling with my companions to be here. I was just a little bit faster getting here. So look, we had no idea what we were going to face when we approached that, the River Witch's house. And that's on us. We tried scouting ahead, but it didn't work. And it's not an excuse. You probably should have tried a little harder. But we had no idea that Suresh was in the hut when we had attacked. The River Witch, she cut off the horns of one of my good friends days prior. And she wanted revenge. Not the most honourable of girls, I guess, but one that I feel, is understandable. I do not know the state of your sister, what she was in when she was brought to that hag. Yeah, I do not know if we could have done anything ourselves. I'm a nature healer, the one with horns that was taken. She's a healer by using divine powers of a dwarven god. We would have tried. I don't know exactly would done anything, but we would have tried because that's what we do, or at least what I hope we do. We try and do good, David. See, I don't know exactly the spell or the dark ritual the witch would have performed, but I do know if Suresh had come back, she would not have been the same. And look, I know her elven features. Yes, I understand she's not quite the same. But apart from her physical appearances, her mind is intact. Her personality is the same, just like yours. The witch's magic is unholy and unnatural. But I understand why you went to her. It was hope. Hope mixed with fear. Fear of loss and fear of being responsible and fear of repercussions, from your elders, community, and Suresh mentioned your father's horse. I mean, are your parents still alive? Yes, I'm so sorry. I didn't even ask. I must be worried sick.
This entire time, you've been watching David. You've noticed that there is like an anger slowly building up inside him. As he listens to you talk, he's been getting like steadily more and more furious. But it's an impotent rage. You can see, he's well aware he's lost this fight already. And he does not plan on losing it a second time. But he is incensed. He's going like a little bit red around the edges, and both of his hands are balled up into fists. He's listening calmly and patiently, but you can tell that he, if he could, would throttle you to death.
Okay.
Yes, he says very shortly. You could tell he probably says it as quickly and as sharply as possible because he's trying to stop himself from saying anything else.
Yeah.
You also, at about this point, feel a presence behind you.
I look over.
You see Greydove is standing behind you.
Give us a moment, Greydove.
He nods. He takes a step back so that he's standing at a respectful distance, but he's not leaving this alone, yeah. I suppose. He's standing nearby.
It's okay. So look, I understand. So there's a lot of fear involved, and but also a lot of hope, and you know, hope that it could all go away. Hope and fear makes you do stupid things. Can also make you do courageous things. You know, attacking a fully armored knight with a butter knife twice is courageous. Stupid, but courageous. And no matter what you take from these events, know that you are. Deep down, when push comes to shove, you are a very brave man. I don't have much to give you, but I do have this shield. I think it was magical, or it could just be a shield. We got it off a kobold or something or the other. It's been a long time. I might have sold it, but I don't know. Either way, I'm terrible at keeping notes. But here it is, if I have it. It is.
This is how item duplication glitches happen.
Yeah, I know. Either way, it's yours to take. Mistakes were made, and for that, once again, I'm deeply, deeply sorry. You know, I traveled here, not out of fear, but out of hope. You know, there are powerful magics within a Druidic circle. Powerful magics that they can alter fate, but, you know, not without a cost. And while I did not hold the handle of the dagger that pierced your throat or cast the spell that killed your sister, I was, in a way, leading the team that did. So again, I am very sorry for that. But I have paid that price to give you and your sister a second chance. This might mean absolutely nothing to you, but there is nothing tying you to that bargain. You are in no debt to any magical creature, fae, or to me, especially not to me. This is my cost to bear, and I bear it gladly. So I hope that is enough, and I hope you can forgive me. And I know, again, this might not be much, but look, this is a lot of some of the gold. This is all the gold that I have. It's around about, I think, 1,000 gold pieces. Just use it to better your lives, and give her an incredible education. Move to someplace, I don't know, warmer, whatever you want. All I ask is that you set aside some for her learning. She's going to have a lot of questions, and we will be here to answer them, if needed. There are ways to get us a message. I'm sure we can teach you that, or her, of those methods. But she has, I guess, elven blood coursing through her veins, and there's something inherently magical about the elves. So again, if you need any help with that, we're here to help. So hopefully your brother is not too far off. They're only like one or two days behind us. When he gets here, we will of course escort you out of the forest into your home. Unless I guess you'd like to stay here, we can talk to Greydove about that if you need. But the decision is yours. Look, once again, I'm sorry for what happened. I cannot change the past, and I do hope you can forgive me. And if not, that's okay. Okay. I guess, do you have any questions for me? I'm getting rather tired.
He looks at the money and the shield that you've offered him, and he shakes his head slowly. I don't want money, and I don't want a shield.
Yeah.
Those are adventurous things. They come with trouble.
No, there's zero trouble. I'm only here to wish you well. You don't have to take the shield. I was just thinking because you were so very brave, you might appreciate it. But the money, at least, that you can use that.
No, I can't, he says. I can't just take it and use it. These things come with trouble.
Well, surely you've been gone for a few days of work. Surely I could at least pay you for the time lost.
He slowly gets up, cautiously, and he's looking past you, presumably to Greydov, and he says, I would like to go home now. I would like to take my sister and go home now. Greydov takes a couple steps forwards, puts a hand gently on your shoulder, Glupel, gives you like a reassuring squeeze, and says, yes, I will make preparations. Presumably, at some point, your brother will arrive, and I'll make preparations for him to be taken to wherever it is that you live as well. May I have a moment to confer with my colleague? David gratefully leaves.
A lot of anger in that one, huh?
You did a good thing.
Yes.
It was preceded by a bad thing.
I was going to say, I think we did a bad thing first.
Well, here's the trick. Nature is neither good nor evil. Nature worships neither chaos nor law. Nature simply is. It is neutral in all things, as all druids should strive to achieve, and neutrality.
Yes.
Good for the sake of good is lovely, but blinded in many ways, and evil for the sake of evil is similarly blinded.
Yes. Like waves crashing on a shore. It is what it is.
Yes. So anyway, a wrong was done. You attempted to right it to the best of your ability.
Yes.
And even though you will receive no gratitude for it.
It's not. It's all right. It's not why we did this.
It's not your place to accept any.
We don't do this for gratitude.
No.
We do this, I guess, to make the place a little bit better for tomorrow.
Greydov kind of pauses on that. That certainly can be your philosophy.
That's fair. What is yours? Yeah, I guess it's just for the natural balance of things.
For everything, there must be an opposite for nature to remain stable. There is such a thing as too much good as there is too much evil.
That's fair.
Tip the scales too far in one direction and everything collapses.
Right. Is she going to age like an elf?
Yes. She is, for all intents and purposes, an elf now. I believe a star high elf, many different phrases or words, terminology for the different types of elves, but an elf, yes.
Yeah. Her brother didn't seem very, I guess, keen on the idea of a great many things. Is she going to be okay? Is she going to be okay?
He has much anger for you. But I tell that he has much love for his family. I do not think she will be mistreated. And perhaps it is worth remembering that he looks like kind of at you, but past you, like he's thinking of something else. You see his like mind kind of like chewing over something for a great time. And then finally, he kind of like returns to himself, looks at you and says, it is worth considering that in the grand scheme of things, everything is okay.
Yes, yes, of course.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.
Over the years, our beautiful and talented artist Nathan Davis has created stellar artwork far greater than the utter bullshit it's been associated with. And for 10 years, we've been occasionally badgered with comments like, hey, this artwork is great, I'd love to have this as the background on my phone. Or, man, this looks really cool, it sure would be neat to have that as my desktop if only it was available somewhere. And come on, guys, you have the artwork. It's right there. It shouldn't be this hard. Well, do I have some good news for you? For at least a dollar, you can download the perfect desktop wallpaper for your computer or that little Google machine you've got there right from our website, sanspantsradio.com/shop, and click the downloads icon. We've currently got several wallpaper packs available, but do check back often as I'm sure we'll add more, maybe in a further 10 years. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop and click that downloads icon.
In any case, he looks kind of off to the north, yes, northwest, and he says, in any case, your friends should be arriving soon. I've been tracking them for a little while now, ever since they entered my forest. You should probably eat and drink. You've been asleep for many days now. Yeah. They'll arrive soon, and when they do, I imagine you'll want to be ready to leave almost immediately.
I guess I'm just still quite tired.
The even more reason to eat and drink.
Yeah.
It's like he was expecting a certain answer, because food and drink appears before you instantaneously.
Thank you. Am I, like, ravished? Like, am I hungry, or am
Yeah, you're starving. Oh, okay, you've been unconscious for days.
Oh. I didn't realize, but, I could definitely eat.
The food before you is on simple wooden platters, not, like, nothing here is plates or knives and forks or anything like that. It's like a slab of wood with food atop it. There's fruits, nuts, berries, meats, maybe cheeses as well. And you see a big wooden bowl similarly filled with clean, clear water.
I guess I tuck in.
It's all finger food and delicious. By the time that you're nearly done, you hear rustling among the trees, and Tree Stump, you arrive with Chantel, Yeola, and Adam. Oh, and Fire, of course, the little sprite Fire. That's everyone, friend, right?
Yeah.
Oh, Sarin. How could I forget Sarin?
Of course.
Oh, my other best friend.
So many best friends.
Oh my god, we're about to see my best friend again.
You see everyone in the clearing, Grey Dove, Tavertine, Suresh and David. Suresh, David, and Adam all reunite very tearfully. You spot an old man eating food who you do not recognize.
Where's Glupple? I'll say hello to everyone. Have you seen Glupple? What happened to Glupple?
Who are you saying that to?
I assume everyone's sort of congregated. So well, I give her, as like I'm hugging all my friends, I'm just like, where's Glupple? I can't see him.
Who are you hugging, Tavertine or Grey Dove?
Everyone.
Well, David does not hug you. the siblings are all kind of off to one side. Adam and David quite clearly don't.
I think that if they're sending a vibe, I leave them be.
Tavertine awkwardly allows a hug, but does not hug back. Grey Dove surprised by a hug, and after you hug him, is like, okay, just gives you a very gentle pat on the back. And if you ask both of them where Glupple is, Tavertine gives you an awkward look, says nothing. Grey Dove gestures to the old man.
Hello, do you know where, oh my god.
Hello.
Are you too old for me to hug you?
If you're gentle, I guess you could.
I give a big gentle hug.
Thank you. Thank you very much. It's nice to see such a familiar face.
What happened?
Look, I don't know if you're really much of a magic user. Yes. So when you're dealing with, some powerful magics, there's always, I guess, a price to pay. So I guess I never really stopped to think about it, but I can't, like, so when Yeola bought back Chantel, so I guess prior to that, Yeola, she would have had some sort of patron or master, considering. So I guess that individual might not be too happy with Aeola, considering she's... Look, when it comes to magics, a price is paid.
Oh, yes. I made a powerful enemy, but it was worth it, she says, glancing at Chantal. Chantal gives her a big smile.
Yes. So, the price for, their lives was mine.
Well, I'm glad you didn't die.
Yes, not not yet.
But then I could get old so you could keep living. And then all I have to do is make a new best friend, and then no one dies.
Yes, but unfortunately when you get older, so will I. So will I.
Yeah, but I
it's going to look.
If we make a big chain of people giving life up, then no one dies, right?
Well, I'm a firm believer. If you're remembering somebody, if you're thinking quite fondly of them, then they will never die. So
that's, oh, that's too sad. Stop.
That's why you know, we just remember the people that we've come and gone.
No.
Oh, look, stop. It's okay, Big T. Like you remember, you know, like Felmorn, Cherry Cheeks,
Chantal for a brief period.
What was the lizard's name?
Kentura. Kentura. Yes, you remember Kentura, Salmon. You know, Cherry Cheeks. Herdek, even.
You forgot Herdek, didn't you?
I was going to call them Haverstack.
You've said that before.
I know, that's the one that stuck. So, you know, we remember them. Even, I
but
see.
But you're not dead yet. Stop.
I see Ziamir is.
Stop.
It's okay, Tristan. Ziamir is no longer. I see they've gone back. And so long as we, you know, remember them too.
I give you a big hug around the face. Stop.
Of course. Sorry. But it's going to be okay.
I'm going to figure out magic. I'm going to learn how to do it.
Okay, Tree. Okay.
Chantal. It gives like what you just did, a big like breathe in and says, well, the day is still young. We could start heading back to camp if we so desired. What about, she looks over at the siblings and you see that Grey Dove has organized a couple of stag steeds and is explaining how to ride them to the siblings. You can see, now that you're paying attention to him, you hear kind of like the tail end of the explanation. He says, and if you hold on, as I instructed, the stags should know exactly where to go. I've instructed them how to seek your home out. It will take a little while to ride, but should be faster than a horse, he says. You see the two boys mounting up onto stags. And then maybe there's not a third stag. Maybe instead Grey Dove had to find a bear instead. That one bear that you recognize from the many encounters you've had.
I love that bear.
And Suresh is hopping up onto the bear very excitedly.
That's very cute.
With like with a massive trumpeting sound, Grey Dove instructs, or Grey Dove sets the animals to lead them back home. Yep. The two stags leap forwards and you see both boys are like jerked suddenly and even holding on, presumably as they were instructed, both of them nearly tumble off. Suresh on the back of the bear has a lot of hair to grab onto, so she manages to keep her holding fine enough. And the last that you hear or see of them is Suresh calling out, "Whee!" as they move at high speed through the forest.
Yes, I think she's going to be just fine.
Oh my god, her life's going to rule. She's going to have no idea about anything.
No.
Someone will explain it to her one day and she'll be like, weird!
Yes. Right, well, yeah.
Grey Dove watches them leave with like a contemplative face.
Yes, Grey Dove?
Was it clever to teach her that bears are fine?
Surely that won't come back to bite us next time on Stories of the Grey Hill Free Company.
Holy Holy shit, we have such good shirts available at the moment. Seriously, if you head to sanspantsradio.com/shop, we've got a bunch of new amazing shirts available for you to grab and wear on your filthy bodies. I personally currently own a long-sleeved black Plumbing the Death Star tee with the Sans Pants logo on the breast and a huge Plumbing the Death Star logo on the back. I wear it all the time. And I also have one with the logo of the Greyhill Free Company on it from the latest season of D&D is for Nerds because it looks sick as hell. It's probably one of the best designs I reckon we've had in ages. So head to sanspantsradio.com/shop and grab yourself an awesome t-shirt. We also do limited monthly runs based on specific designs like references or in-jokes. They're so good. So once again, that's sanspantsradio.com/shop.
Na, noch keine Pläne fürs Wochenende? Besucht die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt in Freiburg mit euren Mädels, der Oma oder dem Knallertypen von nebenan. Wir lieben alle Jahrgänge. Entdeckt unsere interaktive Ausstellung bei der Erlebnistour mit Audioguide und einem Glas Sekt und genießt im Pavillon die ganze Welt von Rotkäppchen. Die Rotkäppchen-Erlebniswelt, nur eine Sektlänge entfernt.